Let me ask you this. What image comes to mind when you see a successful mentor or photographer say that you need to really hustle and grind to be a success in your business? That the idea is that you have to put in many hours a day, you have to stay up at late at night editing, you have to miss time with your family, maybe miss some of those family celebrations. And that is normal. That is what you should be doing. What is the visual when you see, when you hear these statements? Well, I don't have a window into your brain, but I can imagine that what you see is not you sitting out on a beach somewhere, watching the swaying palm trees, listening to the steel drum band in the distance, while some very handsome or beautiful person brings you your favorite drink on the beach, right? So let's talk about the hustle and grind. Do you really, really, really need to buy into this for your business to be a success? Let's talk about it today on the Focal Points Podcast. Welcome to Focal Points, an InPhoto podcast hosted by me, Dori Howell. This is the place to be if you want to ditch the overwhelm in your business and start creating a business that you love. So many of us, when we are starting our business, are sold into this idea that we have to work ourselves to the bone to be a success. And that's a belief that many, many people hold true, and they believe it as fact. And many educators are very successful, and they promote this idea that the harder you work, the more successful you will be. The longer the hours, the more money in your bank account. The longer the hours, the happier your clients will be. But guess what? I don't believe this for a minute. I can probably pretty honestly say that I don't work any harder than, say, a housekeeper at a large hotel or a server at a popular restaurant. They probably work a lot harder than me and grind a lot harder than me, but they're not going to make as much money as I am making in our chosen fields, right? This hustle culture, this idea that the harder we work, the more successful we will be, is toxic, and it will ruin your business if you buy into it, and you will be, dare I say, pretty unhealthy when it's all over as well. And we see this every year. In fact, I've been guilty of this, right? So when our busy season comes around every September and October as portrait photographers, maybe it's the summer months for you who are wedding photographers, right? We go into this busy season, and in an effort to commiserate with others, we post in groups or we see on social media how tired we are, how we never see our kids, how our kids are mad at us, how dirty our house is, how behind we're getting in all of our daily responsibilities because this is our busy season and we have to grab it while we can and we need to make the money while we can. And a lot of times you see these posts on social media and they're like a flex. They're kind of humble bragging. It's like, look how busy I am that I have to, you know, my house is a mess, or look how busy I am, I have to stay up late at night editing my photos. And that really, really isn't a flex. It's not something good to say my responsibilities are slacking because I have too much business. All it says is that I don't know how to run my business. I didn't prepare for this. So now I'm overwhelmed and overworked and frustrated and on the verge of tears because I'm working so hard. Our society seems to hold a place of honor for those who work the hardest and the longest. Like there's some sort of imaginary finish line at the end of this fake race and that you're going to get a medal for working harder. And there's no winner, and there absolutely is no race. This is not a competition. You don't get to the end of your life thinking that you should have worked harder or that you should have sat in front of your computer longer. There's no reward for snapping at your kids because you're tired or you're missing family weekend activities. There is no medal for having your partner resent you because you spent more time in front of the computer after dinner than you did with them. What many people don't realize is that the hustle and grind mindset, the longer you do it, the more it starts to become normal and the more you start to think that you have to act this way and that this is the way your business is supposed to be run. Your mind starts to think that, you know, this is just the way it should be. And in real extreme situations of stress or excitement, your brain releases those fight or flight chemicals that can be good for short term, but they're not great in the long term. Talk about dopamine hits, right? By continuing to operate in the constant state of hustle, we are actually training our brain that we must work in the constant state of hustle. Does that make sense? The more you do it, the more normal it becomes. And how many of us can apply these lessons to other parts of our lives? But really, here's the deal. We didn't start our business to be stressed out all the time. And we didn't start it to be grinding away late at night working on client galleries. Most of us started our business because we enjoyed our art and we wanted to be able to provide for other people. And we wanted to be able to provide financially for our family. We probably all would like our businesses to be fun, right? I would love my business to be fun all the time. I love laughing at work with my clients. I love meeting awesome people. And I love, love, love seeing them cry when they see their artwork for the first time. Like, that's the ultimate reward for me. That's the fun stuff. And I want to do that all day long. When you first started your business, you probably had so many things that you were rushing to get done. A perfect website, social media strategy, awesome camera skills, on and on and on and on. And you may have started working really long hours because you began to feel overwhelmed at the length of the to-do list, right? That to-do list gets really, really long. And that can lead to two things when you start to become overwhelmed. You either just keep hustling to make things happen, or you become paralyzed not knowing where to start. We know the to-do list gets longer and longer and longer. Any of us who have been in business know that that to-do list never goes away. We always have something to work on, right? But when we don't know what to do next or what to concentrate on, it is simply overwhelming. And for many of us, I know that I am like this too. When my to-do list gets too long and too overwhelming, I just turn everything off and go watch a movie. It's just too much. My brain cannot function and I can't sort everything out. But one thing I learned from a really great mentor of mine, he said, you know, the reason we feel overwhelmed is because we have put deadlines on our to-do lists. And most of the time when starting to do a to-do list, and yes, unless you're in like a launch or something like that, which we don't really have in photography businesses. So if you're doing like a special mini sessions campaign or that type of thing, most of the things on our to-do list don't have timelines. Right? So when we get a to-do list that's too long, all of a sudden we become overwhelmed because we think everything has to be happening today, when that really isn't the case. So we have to learn to give ourselves a little bit of grace. We don't need to have things done by a certain time in most cases, unless you have a client waiting for it, right? Overwhelm, like I said, comes because there's a timeline that you feel you need to reach to be a success. Like, I have to be a success in 6 months. I have to be profitable in 3 months. I have to do this by a year. I have to be published by a certain time, or I have to do this or this or this. And then we put a deadline on it, which really in a lot of cases is just arbitrary. So I hate staying up late working and missing time with my family. I am a girl who needs a lot of sleep. Not gonna lie. I love my bed and I love sleeping and I hate staying up late working, first of all, and I hate missing time with my family. I want to be with my family. We have this thing in our house right now. My daughter is a competitive cheerleader and she is a great analyzer of all the YouTube videos of the all-star cheer competitions. She analyzes these routines over and over and over. And what she does is she watches these, and then we have cheer night several nights a week where my husband and I are put through a gauntlet of questions where we need to know the team name, the songs, where they're located, what skills they're doing, the whole thing. And if you're not a parent who's into that, your kid probably has something that they want to watch or that they're passionate about, and they bring that into the whole family and it becomes a family thing. And I don't want to miss that with my kid. I know that in 3 years, she's going to be going away to college and we're not going to have cheer nights anymore. And I don't want to miss that. That's not how I want to live. If that's what it takes for my company to get off the ground or anything that I do to get started, I have just simply decided I am not doing it any longer. And I think the hustle and grind mentality is really common when we're just starting a business. And let's face it, when we're just starting, we're learning. There's so many things that we need to do that we might have to put in a few extra hours. I'm not saying that I never put in extra hours, but I'm not going to make that the norm anymore. And sometimes this comes up because we're working another job. Say you're a part-time photographer and you're working another full-time job and you need to work nights for your photography business to get that off the ground because the ultimate goal is for you to be able to quit that full-time job, right? So during those times, there is going to be some press on our time and our mental capabilities. I get it. And sometimes you have to make some sacrifices of missing some family things or staying up late. But you want to be very careful that it doesn't become the norm. And I've seen marriages dissolve because of this. I've seen people, you know, throw everything out the window and quit their business because of this. It's really, really a dangerous, dangerous thing. So understanding that it's an ebb and flow in your business, setting those things up accordingly so that you know when you need to outsource your editing, you know when you need to create more dynamic and more effective workflows, all those things to create efficiencies for yourself is super, super important because it simply isn't healthy to work all the time. We're so incredibly lucky that we can create our businesses. Entrepreneurs to me and photographers to me are some of the most dynamic and impressive people on the earth because we create something out of nothing. Who gets to do that? We do. It's such an incredible honor. But the other thing we need to remember is that we can create our business however we want it to be. And one of those ways that we can create efficiencies is by choosing a great lab. And here's a special from Enphoto. Creating a beautiful product line to show to our clients and present to our clients sometimes can be really difficult because the options seem endless. One thing that my clients love and what I offer everyone is the Complete Set by Enphoto. It's a 3-in-1 combo product that allows me to give them a beautiful presentation box, a USB, and also a book or an album of all their images from their event or their session. And it's something that is a hit every single time. If you're looking for samples for your studio, absolutely take advantage of the 75% discount that Enphoto offers all new clients. Head over to our show notes page and grab that sample discount today. So how did I get off the hustle and grind hamster wheel of just going all the time? Well, here's a few things that I did that hopefully will be able to help you too. I think the number one thing that we need to remember is that we need to stop thinking and putting it the idea in our head that business is supposed to be this way, because it isn't. Business is not supposed to be this way. Running your own business is not supposed to be this way. Those who promote this lifestyle are not the ones who are running your business or shaping your life. They're not the ones sitting at the dinner table or missing time with your family. What works for them is fine, but this is not the way it's supposed to be for most of us. Some people might choose to work until dawn every night, but if you take a look at their lifestyle, you might see that they have been divorced or they're making unhealthy life choices and that type of thing. They never talk about anything but business because their life has been totally consumed by it. And as much as I love my business is what I do, but it's not who I am, right? I talk to a lot of business owners and no one has ever said, I want to work so much in the near future that my goal is to have no outside friends. I want my spouse to hate me and I'm going to miss all the activities that I have scheduled with my kids. I don't think that's anyone's goal. So the number one thing of stopping the hustle and grind is stop accepting the fact that that's the way it should be, because it isn't. The second thing that you can do to get off this hamster wheel is to give yourself some grace with your timelines. Unless you're, you know, there's a client at the other end of the task or some government imposed timeline like taxes, yuck, gross. But anyway, you have complete control in your business on when you get things done and how you do them. That's one of the benefits of running your own business. So understand that running that business requires you to wear a lot of hats. We got that, right? There's a lot of different things we need to juggle. But be kind when setting up your self-imposed deadlines so that you do not let that feeling of overwhelm creep in. But on the other hand, number three is you do need to be firm with yourself. When you don't have anyone hovering over you with timelines, it can be fairly easy to become lackadaisical. I suffer from this too. I'm like, oh, I can get to it tomorrow. It's okay if I don't, you know, record that podcast today or get those posts out today. Like, I don't have my boss, but I'm my boss and I want to be true and accountable to myself. So you have to be firm with yourself and you have to realize that you are the one that makes those deadlines and you are the one that is responsible for them. So before you complain about not having enough time to do what you need to do, you need to be honest with yourself about how you spend your time. So the one thing that I do recommend with all my coaching students, and we do this about twice a year, and none of them like it, but they do it because they know that it serves a purpose, is a time audit. You need to take a real look at how you spend your time. And I'm going to guess you waste more time than you think on things that aren't moving the needle in your business, right? So if you need more help with how to do a time audit, send me a message on Instagram and I can send you some information on that. It's not hard. It's kind of a pain, but it really is something that helps and can keep you accountable to really where is all your time going during the day. The fourth thing that I do to really stay off that hamster wheel of hustle and grind is hire help. And this is something that people really, you know, especially when they're new in business, I don't have funds to do that. And that really genuinely can be the case when you're very, very new. Because when you're very new and you're starting a business, there are two resources that you have and that you need. You either need more time or you need more money. You either have time or you have money. And how you have those resources and how you need those resources determine the decisions that you make in your business. I hope that made sense. So be realistic of when you need to hire help. And I'm not talking about bringing in a full-time assistant or anything like that. I'm talking about maybe outsourcing your editing, maybe joining and signing up for a really great CRM program that can help automate some of your workflows and your processes with your clients. I'm talking about maybe hiring a virtual assistant or a graphics designer through Fiverr. It can be very inexpensive to do that. And you can get some of these things taken care of that you might be spinning your wheels on. So it could also be as simple as hiring a babysitter a few hours a week or having someone come in and fold your household laundry once a week. Yes, you can do that. Where you hire help is truly up to you. And sometimes you need help in your business and sometimes you need help in your home. A few years ago, my home had some very, very disorganized closets and I was having a real problem opening them up and realizing that this needed to be addressed. We'd lived in our house for 20 years and it was just something that, you know, closets get filled up and then the stuff in the back you never see and you really don't need and that type of thing. So what I did for a period of 6 weeks was I hired someone to come in for 4 hours every Friday to go through every single closet in my home. She organized, she took things to the Goodwill, she threw things away, and she ran simple errands for me. And it was awesome, 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 awesome. These 4 hours a week that I invested in hiring her was some of the best money that I spent all year. Not only were my closets perfectly organized and clean, which was worth the money in and of itself, but it went deeper than that. Because that project had been hanging over my head, it was like a mental weight that I was carrying. And once I was able to get rid of that mental weight, I just felt so much freer and so much easier in my home. I didn't have to think every waking moment or every Saturday when I had a few hours of my time thinking, I really need to go through these closets. I really need to clean them out. It was gone. It was literally some of the best money that I spent. And you need to understand that sometimes you need help with things and that is okay. But once that project was lifted, it was so incredible. You see, when we live in a situation of overwhelm, other things start to creep in. We begin to feel frustrated, helpless, and the biggest thing is shame. I was embarrassed about those closets, right? Because like really, how hard is it to clean out a closet? It's really not that hard. The actual task is easy. There was no reason why I quote unquote needed to hire someone to do it. Ultimately, the fact of the matter was I didn't want to do it. And because I didn't want to do it, it was kind of a priority because it needed to be done. But I just kept putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. And once I realized that my skills were better at making money to hire the person versus doing the actual work, I could release myself of that guilt and shame. And while she was working on cleaning out a closet, I was working on getting more photography clients. And it was awesome. So what she did in my closets actually still remains there today. And it's something that I'm so thankful for. It's the gift that keeps on giving and I'm so appreciative. All right, we're going to wrap this up. So the fifth thing that I do to help get rid of the hustle and grind is I develop systems. In our business at homes, there are things that need to be done on a regular basis, right? The laundry needs to be done on a regular basis. The gardening needs to be done on a regular basis. And systems are great because it takes the guesswork out of how a task will be done each time. And after you create that system, you can then pass it off to someone else. You want to have someone else do your product ordering? After you do it consistently, figure out your process, record a Loom video showing step-by-step how the task is done as you narrate it and show on screen what needs to be done. And then you can hire someone for that task and you already have their training manual ready to go. And you can do that with anything in your business. You can do Loom videos. It's free, I think, for up to 5 minutes of screen sharing, and then you can narrate it. And if you do that for every task that you do, pretty soon you're going to have a pretty good idea of how to train someone to bring in. Because that's the other thing too, is like you can't afford it, but also training them takes so much time, right? Well, if you create these videos, training videos, while you're doing it, and then you're able to pass those off to someone else, your training manual's already done. It saves you so much time and energy. Setting something up like that is easy. It doesn't take too much time out of your schedule because you're doing it anyway. And like I said, you get the library of training videos, right? And you start thinking like a big business owner, not like a solopreneur that has to do all the tasks itself. And that's where the change really can happen. I think that sometimes we forget why we got in business, or better yet, we fell into business and we weren't even really planning on having one at all. And then what happens is we discover that we could probably make a living out of it. Then the true realization sets in of how much work we're going to have to do to get it off the ground, let alone become profitable. Building a business is not easy, and it's not something that takes a short amount of time. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking that it is. But while you're building it, you don't have to buy into the idea that you need to hustle and grind and spend late at night, never see your family, all those things. You don't need to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning. You do not need to buy into the idea that if you just work harder than the next person that you'll be a success. We know that simply isn't true. So please stop telling yourself that. Please stop telling yourself that. Work smarter, create systems, outsource. But most importantly, give yourself some grace. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you to Enphoto for being our fabulous, fabulous sponsor. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions, send those to me through Instagram at @TheDoriHowell, and I will look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a good one. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.